grinning face with squinting eyes. That was the text you sent me earlier, Kate.
Oh, was it?
Mm. And one of those, what are we calling them? Emoji.
Emojis.
Emojis.
I do love an emoji, Damon, and I do always think twice before I send them to you, but I can't help but send them to you.
The reason is grinning face with squinting eyes is what my speech synthesizer on my phone tells me it is, whereas you get a rather nice little picture. Which,
a little man with squinting eyes.
Which conveys emotion. That was Kathleen and Kate.
Hi.
Kate Honor and Kathleen Hawkins. I'm Damon Rose. This is Inside Ouch.
Why can't you see them?
I can't see. I'm blind. Is that what you were getting at? Poor old you. I hurt my thumb last week.
Yeah.
There's you going on about being blind. We're talking about it because my smartphone indicated to me that it was doing a software update this morning and they were adding 150 new emojis to their...
150 new emojis?
To their operating system.
So there are already about a million.
I never feel like there's enough. Sometimes there's things you look for and they're just not there.
I find myself swiping and swiping, trying to find the emoji that really sums up what I'm trying to say.
Oh,
yeah. It's elusive.
Sometimes I try and put them together to make a sentence out of it. So one of my favourites is when Holly's angry with me, I always say that I'm in the... And then I put a dog face and then a house. I'm in the dog house.
Nice.
Oh, right, dog house. Yeah. Oh, how simple. It's almost childlike, isn't it, with its simplicity?
Yeah.
Like the Newsbeat emoji quiz that they do.
Oh, I love that.
It's good.
What's the Newsbeat emoji quiz?
You have to guess the story of the week based on the emojis.
They do this on the radio?
No, they do it on their Facebook page.
Right.
They put all the emojis out and then you have to guess what all the stories are. And some of them are like really easy and some of them are really hard.
And BuzzFeed did a quiz of tube stops just via emojis. Like Canada Water was a Canadian flag followed by the water drops. And you had to try and figure out what the tube stop was.
Are you feeling a bit left out of all of this, Damon?
No, you just carry on.
How do you feel about emojis as a blind person?
To me, it's just another example of how visual the world is going. Really,
especially the internet.
This is the depressing thing about it.
You think the world is going more visual?
Oh, of course it is. Infographics, internet, pictures here and there. We've sort of arrived at this glance culture, haven't we? Where we take in so many things at a glance on a screen and we're supposed to keep up with various events, understand different memes, get the references, etc. It all happens so quickly and so visually.
It's the postmodern nature of the internet.
Drives me crazy.
But what happens when I send you an emoji? Because I remember, I think it was quite recently that I sent you an emoji and then I was like, hold on, can you actually see that? Or do you need me to not ever use emojis for you? So what happens?
Let's try it out. Kate, why don't you send Damon an emoji?
Shall I send you an emoji?
Go for it, yeah. We'll see how it appears on my smartphone. So I'll just say, while you're doing that, Ade Adepitin, famous TV presenter, sent a tweet the other day in which he included thumbs up sign with medium dark skin tone.
Is that what your phone says?
Is what my phone said. You know, when I could see, I remember thumbs up signs, you know, and often they were sort of logos of things, quite a lot of thumbs up signs. And that means, I understand that means good, positive. Thumbs up with medium dark skin tone. So presumably there's a dark skin tone.
Ooh.
Here we go.
The 23rd of October.
Text has arrived. Shall we see what you've sent me?
Yeah.
What does my synth say?
Messages. Kate Monaghan. Now, dog face. House with yard.
Dog face. House with yard.
So that was being in the doghouse.
Yeah, that was my doghouse one.
Send me another one.
Yeah, okay. Send a really obscure one.
Is this you again?
Yeah.
Messages.
Here we go.
Kate Monaghan. Dancer with medium light skin tone.
Does this mean there's a dancer with... who's got what light skin tone and a dancer with dark skin tone?
Well, they were all yellow. The emojis were all yellow and then recently they brought in different races.
Well, that's good, obviously.
Kate Monaghan, smiling pile of poo. Double tap to view.
I don't even get... there's a pile of poo that smiles.
Anthropomorphic poo. How can you
really
not know about
great.
Him?
It's one of my favourites.
And there's thousands of these.
But that's actually incredible that you get that kind of description.
Well, it's incredible that they've added accessibility to it, which is great, because obviously somebody somewhere has described these and written it down in some kind of tag.
Who has described these? I wonder if that works on other
phones. Some of them have double meanings, like this one. Let's see what this one says to you and you know what the double meaning for this one is.
Four notifications. Kate Monaghan, eggplant.
Eggplant. Eggplant. So that's the aubergine.
Yeah, that's what we know as aubergines in the UK.
Aubergine, that's right. So do you know what the aubergine is?
So is this a... Right, this will get my brain whirring and thinking.
Yeah.
So this is a visual reference.
Yeah.
Now, I know that aubergines, I know the shape of them. I know they're a bit kind of rubbery in texture. I know they're a kind of, they're sort of a purpley colour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I forget things sometimes. I'm glad it is still purple. Things change, incidentally. Things change.
The colour of vegetables change.
Well, like the albino pumpkins that they're selling for Halloween.
They're selling albino pumpkins.
They're white.
The albinism community are a little bit upset about it. Or some of them are.
Wow.
Some of them. I think the idea is that maybe they're scarier than regular pumpkins.
I saw a picture of one. It did look pretty cool because the flesh inside is still orange.
Yeah, so I've heard they look rather good. Back to aubergines. I'm trying to guess what it might symbolise. Yeah. So it doesn't just symbolise an aubergine.
No, so if somebody sent you an aubergine, it wouldn't mean that they were take you for aubergine pasta.
Mm.
And this may have been sent via a dating app, perhaps.
I think it's more likely to have been sent via a dating app.
Is it like a womb?
A womb?
Aren't they supposed to symbolise wombs somewhere? Uteruses. Uteri.
Interesting. No.
No, okay. But I'm trying.
I like that take, though.
Yeah.
Aubergine. Is it something to do with love?
No.
Can we talk about it on this podcast?
Well, recently, when Justin Bieber appeared nudie bum in the recent paparazzi pictures, a lot of news outlets saved his dignity by placing an aubergine in his nether regions. Does that give you an idea of what it symbolises?
Well, first of all, I'd say, you know, back in the day we used to use fig leaves.
It used to be fig leaves, now is aubergines because of the emoji.
Yeah.
Because of the emoji?
Yeah, definitely it's come from the emoji.
Oh, no. This is whole layers of meta-referencing and how am I supposed to survive and understand the world?
So if somebody sent you an eggplant before this, what would you have thought?
Well, can I say this?
Yeah.
People, so you might be calling me a
It's not an insult. So say my friend had gone out last night with a boy. She might send me an aubergine to signify the fact that actually they'd had some fun last night.
Okay, so it means what exactly? I'm going red, by the way.
I think it's used in various contexts to kind of proposition people.
Only in emoji language, though.
In emoji language. Yeah. And then there's also the peach.
The peach is used for a bum.
Yep, for a bop.
Okay, I get that. Peachy. yeah? Come on, don't laugh at me. Just
that felt like we were telling our dad about emoji.
I'm fumbling through.
I feel like it was our granddad or my nana.
It reminds me when my great auntie Mabel came to stay when I was young and she said, "Damon, tell me about this multicoloured swap shop." But of course you two won't even know what I'm talking about.
No, too young for that. But do you feel like you're being left behind a little with these things? Or do you just think, I don't care?
I worry that I might be left behind and it might become useful one day, especially being as I work in media. That's a bit of a worry. If social references are falling off the emoji screen and landing in the newspaper in front of Justin Bieber's private part, then, you know, maybe that's going to happen more often. And I'm going to lose my way a little.
Yeah, because you could put up a post on behalf of Ouch and unwittingly put an aubergine in there. And, you know, then you wouldn't have known.
And the whole world will think that.
Yeah.
You'd get your eggplant cue, wouldn't you? Yeah. As you were posting.
Yeah. Yeah, but maybe he wants an eggplant.
I thought it was a beautiful vegetarian story.
Yeah.
Well, that would be fine. It's all in context.
But your phone speaks really slowly. That's crazy slow.
Oh, it is today because I don't want to patronise you or anything, but I've turned it down extremely slowly so that you can understand.
Please do patronise us because I sometimes hear your phone going and I don't even know how you can understand what it's saying. It's that fast.
Shall I turn it up to the usual
speed?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Friday,
and then you're going to have to dictate.
Speech rate. 45%, 55%, 60%, 65%, 70%, 75%, 85%, 85%.
85%, I've got it up to. And then what shall I do? Shall I go to a web page?
What did that say?
Safari. What do you do if you live in the UK? How do you get the Apple News app? Something along those lines. Did you understand that?
No. Can you hear every word that's saying?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Why do you have it so fast?
Because it's unbearably slow otherwise. I mean, if you think about it, it's the equivalent of me reading with my eyes. So if you look at something, you don't think, oh my goodness, it's so static sitting there on the page, all these words. You glance your eyes really quickly across the page, don't you?
So it's like skim reading.
Yeah, it is like skim reading.
If you're listening to an audio book, do you have it at that speed or will you slow it down?
Oh, I do.
Have it at that speed?
Yes, I do listen to podcasts at very high speed, and I get through a lot of television and radio shows on my morning commute by doing that. So
why don't you just chill out with it, though?
I can get The Apprentice down to half an hour.
I guess it's a little bit like when you're editing. This is my only reference point to how quickly you can listen to stuff. When you're editing, you have to speed it up because otherwise it does become painfully slow. Mm.
But when you're on like Facebook and stuff, going back to how we're getting more visual, your phone will say Kate Monahan has posted a picture, but then you can't tell what that picture is. Like, how do you interact with something like Facebook?
Well, that's where alt tags are quite nice on the web and things. If you describe the picture yourself in an alt tag.
What's an alt tag?
Oh, it's a pretty techie thing. It's almost not worth going into.
But Facebook don't have it, do they?
I don't know if Facebook do have it, actually. I don't know if they give you the opportunity to describe your photo.
Yeah, you can add descriptions to photos on Facebook. Yeah, similarly, we do it on the BBC, so when we put pictures on the website, we'll always put an alt tag in for visually impaired or blind viewers.
So an alt tag is a description of what the photo is.
Yeah. Mm. And I always try and add a few extra details, because you see some of them and it is just face of whoever the interviewee is. Yeah. But I always try and add in a bit of like colour.
But what about on Facebook? Because if we're not blind and we're posting a photo, I don't think, oh, how are my blind friends going to see this?
I've started thinking about it a bit more, because I posted a picture the other day and Lee, our colleague, who's also blind, messaged me saying, what's your picture? And I felt awful because I'd posted it without even thinking that she couldn't see it. And I had put no description on it, no comment, just a picture.
What was it?
I think it was of myself.
Of course.
So the speech,
just me looking great.
The speech synth will just say image if it hasn't got a description.
And do you like Facebook, or do you not like Facebook because of that?
Well, this is the interesting thing. I don't even think of Facebook as a visual thing. I saw it described the other day as a photo sharing site, and I don't think of it as that, whereas perhaps that's the main reason why you go to Facebook. I remember a friend of mine in Canada, she said, oh, I just went to look at your Facebook page. There's no photos on it. I guess I understand why. And of course, it hadn't even occurred to me to upload photos. This was some years ago. Of course, everybody does it now. I just kind of opt out, really. So nobody gets that insight into my life.
There's lots of other sharing sites. I guess Twitter is good because it's more text-based. But
even on Twitter, people are starting to share pictures of tweets. Yeah. And those pictures are inaccessible.
But then you've got Instagram, which is just all photos, and so therefore, I guess, totally inaccessible. Snapchat, which I don't understand, but I hear the kids are using nowadays, which is just, again, all photos.
And Snapchat is quite difficult to navigate. I'd be interested to see how accessible Snapchat is, because it very much is a process of clicking on somebody's name and swiping through.
But is there any point in making something like that accessible if the end product, which is a photo, is not accessible?
Yeah, because lots of people are sharing videos on there now, so you can add video clips to a storyline and they'll last 24 hours, and so you can click through video clips.
Do you think it's worth making these sites accessible if the end product is inaccessible, Damon, to you?
Well, you can't stop the world moving on. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say, no, you shouldn't all look at photos and pictures and things, because, you know, even though you enjoy them, there's a certain section of society that can't enjoy them, so therefore you mustn't be able to. It sort of reminds me a bit of a friend of mine who, when he went to university, he's blind. He used to tape the light switch down in his room in halls so that everybody else was on the same level as he was, you know, which I think was a bit of an extreme stance, really. Yeah. It would be a bit like that, wouldn't it, if I kicked off about it?
Well, no, because surely throughout your life you have argued for various things to be made accessible because you believe that you have the right to enjoy them the same as anybody else.
So why not the internet? Why not some of these apps?
Well, it would be nice if people put labels on their photos.
Never so that's really the takeaway from this, is just try and make photos accessible on Facebook by just putting a nice description in.
Yeah, but a picture paints 1,000 words. And if you put a 5-word tag, this is me smiling, it's better than nothing, but yeah. it really doesn't get across what the photo gets across. And on that bleak note...
That wasn't bleak. That was an interesting note. Good.
Was it? I never know.
I think it's fascinating, that insight into what it's like, because I literally had no idea, and I feel like I understand a bit more.
But you've also got to remember, there's other things that I have grown to like.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it's all about. If you are listening to this programme and you think other people might like it, then please... What's the word? Favourite it? No.
Rate and review.
Rate and review it. See, I feel like the granddad you were talking about earlier now. Rate and review our podcast, won't you, please?
Thanks, Pops.
That would be marvellous.
Bump us up the charts, come on.
Yeah, bump us up the charts, because where are we in the charts at the moment, Kathleen?
No, let's not say. Let's not say. Too low.
We'll report back on it if your efforts, listeners, help us go further up the charts. If you want to text us, you can.
Text us?
If you want to.
Send us aubergines.
If you want to send us an aubergine, you can. At BBC Ouch on Twitter. We're on Facebook and you can email. Do you remember email? Ouch@bbc.co.uk. Thank you very much. We're back next Friday.
Bye.